The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Saks.com is making it easy for me to get things when I need them. Let me tell you, you know I've been on a hunt, okay? I was trying to get some suits. I was trying to get other things. I would go into other stores and nobody would have what I wanted. They wouldn't have what I needed. Well, you know what? I downloaded that Saks app and it has changed the game. And Saks.com makes it so easy for me. I can literally like type in like an inspired way to shop. Like at Saks.com, there's an instant inspiration for say that power business suit. All I do is I type in what I want. You know, they have something for every situation, like a date night, impromptu vacation, lounging in style, whatever you want. Hell, I'm going to the Masters golf tournament in a week. So what do I need? I need like golf chic. I type it in and it is right there. I love it. At Saks.com, it's easy to find a new vibe for anything. Dive into Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. Hello. Yes, you got me. You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Yes, please. And hey, sometimes I have to type in, listen, honey, I'm doing comedy at MSG. So give me that hot pink power blazer. You feel me? Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com. I love shopping with Saks. They're fantastic. Again, find inspiration for your new vibe. Easy shopping every day at Saks.com. You'll thank me later.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How are you? If you're watching this on YouTube, I got my goofy big-ass earphones headset on. Okay, I look like an old 1980s radio disc jockey on Z101.7, bringing you the best of today. I am listening to this because we've had some recording problems. I listened back to a couple of the episodes and it's like very pitchy and it sounds like I'm screaming. So I apologize. I mean, I've only been doing this for 3 fucking years, but listening with these bad boys on so I can be conscious of just how excited I get sometimes. Anyways, guys, I am so excited. It's just me and you. You and I. We're back. No guests, just us, the voicemails, back to our roots. I am so happy to be here. I've been looking forward to this all weekend. I really have. We have a lot to catch up on, a lot to discuss. And this is my favorite part of the week. When it's just me and you, and I don't have to use my brain, and I can just fucking giggle with y'all, it's honestly the best part of my week. I look forward to it. I really do. All right, let's get into it. A lot to catch up on. I've had some great guests recently. A couple things I want to go over. God, I haven't just talked to y'all in a real hot second. I wanted to say thank you so much for the love and kind responses and just the overall positive feedback of my interview with Connor and Tanner and Connor and Tanner's beautiful mothers from our Love on the Spectrum episode. What a refreshing response. What an incredible community we have here at Absolutely Not. I want you to know the positive feedback meant the world to me. And I went in to that interview just really with no expectations except to create a new friendship with Connor and Tanner. And they were so lovely. And I'm going to tell you this right now. I will have them back whenever. That was one of the most refreshing, just point blank conversations I've had in a minute. You know, it's not refreshing having to talk to a bunch of male comedians backstage. We'll get into it. But I'll tell you what, Connor and Tanner, straight shooters, refreshing. And their moms, so incredible. Such patient, knowledgeable, really optimistic women. And they left me with a lot of food for thought. I was like, I hope I can only be half of the mother that they are. And I will be giving it 110%. But what a refreshing conversation. Dude, I'll talk to somebody with autism all day. I will any day. Because I'm going to tell you right now, sometimes talking to people who are quote unquote, I guess, not neurodivergent is exhausting. Some of us are overthinking everything. You know what I mean? Yes, Tanner, you asked him, what do you like? And he just told you. It wasn't some weird narcissistic roundabout way to frame yourself in a better light. And you're like, Danner, what do you like? He's like, I like frogs. You're like, fuck yeah, let's discuss. Refreshing, refreshing conversation. But anyways, y'all were so kind in your feedback on that episode. So hopefully we can have them back on. That was a ton of fun. And I love that we got to interview Zachariah recently and Hannah Berner, my girl. So I've been having a blast chit-chatting with all the people that I think that you guys should be checking out as well, because there's just so many talented people out there right now. But speaking of talent, I've only got 3 more shows on this comeback tour. I'm going to Salt Lake City. I'm going to Sacramento, California. And then I am playing Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival on May 5th. That's Sunday. It's a Cinco de Mayo. I don't even know if I don't think I'm doing the regular tour for that. I think in the next 2 weeks, I have to come up with a new hour. So either way, it's going to be unhinged. Come to that show. And then I'm going to be off the road for a little bit. I'm trying to get some other projects off the ground. I'm going to keep you up to date with what's going on. I got a lot going on. So I'm going to be off the road. So I've been getting a lot of DMs recently. Heather, come to Denver. Come to here. I was there. I was there a couple months ago. So if you want to see this comeback tour, you got to see me in Salt Lake City and Sacramento, and then get your tickets. There's only a couple tickets left to the Netflix is a Joke Festival. I'm going to bring out some surprise guests. I'm going to be bringing the characters back. There'll be wigs. There'll be absolutely not. It's going to be an absolute shit show of a show in the best way possible, because this is how it works. I was like, I was just in LA and played the Pantages. And then my agent's like, yeah, you need to do a different show. And I go, you know what? Usually when you go do a show, especially for a comedy festival, you've been touring with that show for a really long time. They're like, Heather, you have hours of material. You got this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'm just going to wrap up my other tour and just come up with a whole new hour. But you know what? That's showbiz, baby. So I was going through my phone and I was looking at all like my other jokes that I haven't used in this current hour. And I'm like, this is going to be unhinged. But if you really want to have a great time, so if you're like, oh, I already came to the show in LA, I'm throwing that out the window and doing something totally different. So if you want to see my creativity lit on fire, now's your chance. Hold on. I got a little water break. And when I say water break, I got a Sunjoy, which if you don't know, that is the specific Chick-fil-A branded Arnold Palmer, because they can't, obviously don't have the trademark to Arnold Palmer. And I got to be honest with you. My girl Paola at the drive-thru today, she fucked it up. Okay, I don't know why this was such a hard concept. I said, I'd like a Sunjoy, but what I'd like is unsweet iced tea and just a splash of diet lemonade. And she said, okay, so you want unsweet iced tea, regular lemonade, and then a splash of diet. I said, no. Unsweet. Just a splash. I want a Sunjoy that has a little less joy in it. You know, or maybe you could say, I want not a full sun. I'm not a 1 o'clock sun. I need like, you know, dusk. I need a dusk drop of sun, which would be the lemonade. That makes sense. And this thing is full throttle, not what I ordered. But I am going to suck it down anyways, because that is the Lord's iced tea. Okay, we have a lot to catch up on. Where do I begin? Now, first of all, if you're listening to this week, I will be heading back to the Masters Golf Tournament to scum my way into being on television yet again. I am so thrilled. I'm going to be out there rooting for our boy, Justin Thomas. He is just, I have a good feeling he's going to set it ablaze. Also rooting for our guy, Max Homa, another fantastic, wonderful, funny, nice guy in the biz. I never thought in a million years I'd be so close and adjacent to the professional golf community, but I like good people, and Justin and Max are good people, and I enjoy supporting good people. So it's going to be fun. Ray's coming. We don't have a ticket for him yet. So next week, we're going to do a review for the Monster Scommer. So we're going to have to figure out how we're scomming him in, how we're scomming our way in. His usual ticket plug did not come through this year. I only was able to score 2 tickets with my plug, so we got to scum. I don't know if we're going to set him up, you know, put him in a custodian suit, which I'm sure he'll say is a hate crime, but I'm like, listen, motherfucker, you either need to look like you're resupplying the egg salad sandwiches or you're not getting in. So we got to figure it the fuck out. But I'm very excited to be back. But speaking of just being back, I was recently back in New York, and I got to catch y'all up to date with what happened at Madison Square Garden. And I really have to tread lightly on what I say, because this will destroy my career. But either way, so many of y'all came out to see me do like literally 8.5 minutes of stand-up comedy. And I am so grateful for that. And I have learned that I should have just done what I wanted to do. But when somebody I play by the rules too much. When somebody backstage is like, hey, Heather, stick to your time because everyone else is running long. I stuck directly to my time. I am such a well-oiled fucking machine that I saw that clock ticking down and I was like 30, 29, 28. And I knew I had literally 27 seconds left of words to come out of my mouth and I nailed it. And then I walked off stage and I'm like, I should have taken my time. I should have owned it in a way that the other guy took 20 minutes. So why didn't I? You know, but I'm learning. It's learning. But nailed it, knocked it out of the park, had so much fun. But man, I'll tell you what, this is a life lesson in keeping your expectations low. And I don't mean for yourself. I mean for everybody else around you. So let me set the stage. First of all, I want to say thank you to all the people that came out to watch me do my 8.5 minutes. Second of all, I was the only gal on the lineup, which was already kind of a touch intimidating. And I was getting to perform with some people on that Rolodex that just I have, you know, I've loved forever. So I had built up expectations in my brain of how I was going to interact with some of these other mega comedians. And we get backstage the initial green room and immediately it clicks in. And I'm like, Heather, you're dealing with male comedians. I deal with these guys all the time. But why in my mind I had some sort of like elevated expectation that they were going to be like super social and know how to like hold a conversation. God, this, I'm going to get in trouble. Whatever. So I show out there. I'm suited and booted, full glam. I'm doing my thing. I'm the kind of performer. Yes, do I look like a homeless person on this podcast? I sure do. But you know, when my tits hit the stage, I'm going to have glitter, feathers, diamonds, and fun. Okay? That's who I am. Remember how Gwen Stefani used to be lamb, love angel, music baby? Well, I'm glitter, diamonds, fur, and fun. Suck my dick. So I already show up hot to trot. Okay? That's just me. That's who I am. I'm not a, you know, straight denim and t-shirt kind of gal. I can be comfortable. I mean, for God's sakes right now, hold on, let me show you what I got. Okay, if you're listening to this on audio and you can't see, I've got a tall Nike sock on with the brand new lilac Air Max. I look cute as hell. Okay, I'm in my Spanx leggings and I've got an Ole Miss sweatshirt on that says the juice is loose. And if you don't know who Juice is, that's our real mascot. It's Coach Lane Kiffin's dog. His name's Juice. Kind of think it wasn't a great name because if you say it real quick, it sounds like you're saying the Jew is loose. It's the dog Juice. The juice is loose. But if I have any Jewish friends who are listening, I don't want you to think I'm saying the Jew is loose. Quick slip of the tongue and we're in murky water. Anyways. So I show up in my thing and I kept telling myself all day, like, just go out there, do your thing. I shouldn't be intimidated by anybody, but I definitely like, I'm not necessarily in that scene. So I get backstage, I run into my boy, Chris DiStefano, who's a doll baby, and I need to bring him on the podcast. Y'all will fucking love him. He's fantastic. I meet Sam Morrell for the first time. And I just quickly am like realizing nobody, it's so different backstage when you're with a bunch of gals. We sit around, we kiki, we have a white wine, we're gossiping, we're doing our thing. 10 male comedians backstage, it's like watching the high school debate team warm up for nationals. But they all hate each other. And not that they don't like each other. That's not it. I'm not stirring the pot that these guys aren't friends. But it was almost like you had everybody was in their own green room, bitching about their own shit, running around. I don't know why I thought we would all be hanging out in a communal green room, you know, hitting the hot bar. There was a gorgeous spread from MSG. We'd be back there having a little chicken teriyaki and a Cabernet Sauvignon. And I'd be like, tell me about your wife. How are the kids? Everyone scattered to their own green room. So I'm sitting in this green room going through my swag bag. Shout out to Levain Cookies. I mean, I must have had 3 fucking cookies before I went on just because I was nervous munching. Okay, just wolfing down a double chocolate chip walnut. Dulce de leche. So I'm back there and I'm like, all right, I don't even know half these guys. And once I realize that no one is like commingling, I see Tracy Morgan in the hallway. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get Tracy Morgan to come hang out with me because I'm not going to sit in this dressing room being nervous. So Tracy Morgan comes in. The first thing he says to me is like, you're a stand-up comedian. And I go, I do stand-up. Yes. My face is on the side of Madison Square Garden with all of these other men. And Tracy Morgan's just like, oh, you actually do stand-up comedy. He comes in, sits on my couch. And when I tell you, I looked into his loving eyes and I adore him. 30 Rock is one of my favorite shows of all time. Brian Fellows is one of my favorite characters on SNL of all time. I love all of his stand-up. I adore him. I adore Tracy Morgan. The fact that I got to have a heart-to-heart with Tracy Morgan, and when you have a heart-to-heart with Tracy Morgan, it's not really like there's a call and response. It's just him doing his bit at you, and you're laughing. You're crying laughing because it's unhinged. He's so fantastic, and he just kept telling me, like, I'm getting my wife pregnant tonight, and I want you to know that that expectation that I had for my conversation with Tracy, it was 10 out of 10. Knocked it out of the park. He walked out of the room. You felt like a tornado had just hit, but in a warm, consensual, loving way. You're like, I don't know what just happened, but I hope that he has fun getting his wife pregnant tonight. Because that was, I just felt, I was sitting there eating my cookies, drinking a glass of white wine, and he was just doing bits at me. And it was a beautiful, amazing thing. He's a doll. But everybody else backstage, like, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to, like, chit-chat. How are you? Tell me, oh, you live in L.A., you're New York-based, and it's just not that. And I was laughing because when there's a bunch of female comedians backstage, yeah, I know the rumor is that everybody hates each other. But we really don't. We're sitting back there. I'm like, hey, Claire, you got a tampon? Like, it's just so different. So I do the show. Shout out to Jon Stewart, by the way, who was so incredibly kind. He came up to me afterwards and was like, you're fucking funny. Like, so nice to meet you. He was so great. But I'll tell you what, the relationships were not what I expected. But I went out there and I did my thing and I proved that I can do it. And I'm so glad I did it. And I'm like, let's do a million more. And you know, it's been on my vision board to play Madison Square Garden because a lot of gals don't get to do that. So that's going to happen. I'm playing the big garden. Okay. I don't know which tour, but it's fucking happening. But anyways, long story short, so I tell Chris DiStefano and Sam Morrell, I'm like, hey guys, I rented out a bar called Grove Street down on Grove Street. Do you guys want to come for a drink? And they both were like, you did what? And I'm like, yeah, I'm Southern. I have platters of food. I have an open bar tab. Come down and enjoy it. Because I had friends that came up to Atlanta to see me perform with all these big other comedians. You know, for me, I'm a Southern woman. If you come to my house, I'm going to have a full fucking spread. I don't care if I've been doing manual labor, picking weeds in the yard all day. If I get a text from my husband, hey, the boys are coming over. They'll be there in 10 minutes. If you don't think I've somehow come up with a crawfish etouffee and a deviled egg and pulled it out of my ass with a nice, perfectly balanced Sunjoy, Paula, take notes, then you must not know me. I'm an entertainer. Not only do I entertain on the stage, I entertain at a private bar. And so Chris and Sam show up and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, you really got dips here. And you know my thing. I got caught having a party one time in college or in high school. I said, Mom, I wasn't having a party. And she said, Heather, were there chips and dips there? Did you have salsa and a sour cream based dip? And I said, I sure did. She goes, then that was a party. So my family, it's always been our inside joke. If there's chips and dip there, then it's a party. Okay. And I'll tell my kids that. Oh, you want to chug 45 beers in the backyard with your delinquent friends? Well, as long as there's not chips and dips there, then it's not a party. So I am hosting all of my friends. They bring their agents, managers. Anyways, we're all having a blast because that is like innately, like inherently built into my bones, my bloodstream is. If there's going to be an event, I'm going to have food and drink afterwards. That's just what I live for. You know what I mean? That's what I do. And it was just so funny, the difference between like men and women. And I was like, I know two of these guys are going to go and want to do 16 more clubs. And I'm like, I would like to host you at this private bar that I rented out because I am so hospitable. I am a Southern woman and I enjoy pimento cheese, deviled eggs, chicken tenders, iced tea, and a nice crisp bourbon on a single ice cube. Like, I just realized I don't want to say the Paula Deen comedy because, you know, I'm not that Southern, but I would like to say I am the, who am I? I mean, obviously, shout out to Ina Garten. She's my girl. I'd like to say I'm the Ina Garten of comedy. Okay, I'm going to do it. You come, you laugh, you say, wow, her outfit looks great. The decor is fantastic. This show was absolutely phenomenal. And now she's going to make me a gorgeous shrimp salad on bib lettuce with a tarragon dressing. Wow. She believes she could, and she does the most. But we were laughing so hard. Like the next day, I was giggling so hard to myself. These guys were just like I invited everybody. I was like, hey, I rented out this bar. Hey, you guys want to come for hors d'oeuvres afterwards? And they're all just like, get that. What? What did you do? Why would you do that? I'm like, because that's the only way I know how to do things is if there's chips and dips, then it's a party. Okay? And you know what? Performing on that stage with all those guys was something that I checked off the list of a win and a challenge for me this year. And I said, I'm going to go celebrate. I'll find any fucking reason to pull out a shrimp cocktail from Costco and get out some Kirkland vodka. Okay? I will find any excuse. Get a taste of M, which is a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Made in Form, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. M is a collection from Made in Form, a brand with over 100 years of innovation and a category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You'll have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. Great styles that won't break the bank. On-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics and incredible colors. M can be worn as an innerwear or outerwear. Style to your taste. Create looks that serve for all or for none to see. Whether you want to show it off or keep it private, M has got you covered. Literally, physically, figuratively, all of the above. Visit madeinform.com and use code ABSOLUTELY20, that's absolutely 20, at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's MAIDENFORM.com. Use code ABSOLUTELY20 for 20% off your first order. Again, you're going to love Made in Form. It's M by Made in Form. So go to madeinform.com and use code ABSOLUTELY20 for 20% off your first order. You're going to thank me later. Want to get something comfy or sexy? Well, you got to get it from M by Made in Form. It is so soft. It is so comfortable. They come in great colors. Again, that's madeinform.com. Use code ABSOLUTELY20. What do I do first thing in the morning? I get out my AG1. I put one scoop in a little bit of water, mix it up, and honey, I feel like I've set the day on fire in a good way. Oh God, AG1 isn't just a buzzword, okay? It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I love AG1. I know a lot of people talk about AG1, but I really take it and it makes me feel good. And if you don't think that I'm going to be going to the Masters this weekend and the first thing I'm going to do every day to start my day off right is to take my AG1, then you must not know me. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes for gut support, rhodiola and B vitamins for energy support, folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Ding, ding, ding. That's what I need. Vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. So if you want to replace your multivitamin more and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/absolutely. That's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Check it out. You will thank me later. Again, that's drinkag1.com/absolutely. Now back to the podcast. You know, two of the biggest fights that Jeff and I have ever gotten into, he was hosting boys at our home for a weekend. He made no reservations. He made no plans. Even his boys were texting me, your husband has failed us. I really get onto Jeff. Like even when his sister came to visit, I love Jess. He did not make a dinner reservation. He did not make a plan. He did not move anything around. And I'm like, Jeff, I'm working full time. It's not on me to then make the reservation. I want Jess to have a lovely time when she comes to Atlanta. We adore having her. But could you not even call a fucking Applebee's to see if it's two for two Tuesday? you know? Like we just are from two different ways. Okay. I don't care if I'm performing in Times Square with a sandwich board around my neck that says, I'm doing shows, you know what I mean, on the corner of 46th and Broadway. You bet your ass I'm going to invite you to Bubba Gum Shrimp. And I may have $14 in my account, but drinks are on me, girls. That's what I like to do. When I had my wedding, I didn't give a fuck about anything except I said, if this party isn't so fucking lit that people's eyebrows are on fire, then I'm going to be disappointed. When you come to a Heather McMahon show, what do you have? A damn good time. But I'll tell you what, the expectation of the sense of like camaraderie and this is so cool and look at us all doing this together, I still, it wasn't there. And while everyone was lovely, there was one guy who was not. And I can't get into it. But I'll tell you what. Even though that was a little bit of a bummer experience, I had so much fun performing and I had a blast and meeting everyone backstage was great, but it was just funny. I don't know. I'm rambling about this. It was a funny lesson in like, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That's really what it came down to. You know, that's really what it came down to. It is what it is. I like to giggle. You know what I mean? I like to have a nice time. And sometimes I do think, like at the end of the day, in comedy, like we're doing comedy. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be fun. And that is one thing Tracy Morgan came up to me and goes, you know what, Heather, people in this business keep forgetting. What's the first three letters of funny? And I said, well, I literally go, what are they? Because I didn't know where he was going. I didn't think he was actually just going to say fun. But he said the first three letters in funny are fun. So if we're not having fun, what are we doing? And then I said, make love to me. And he said, I am faithful to my wife. So regardless, that was a great lesson. It's supposed to be fun. And I don't know if you're putting pressure on yourself for some God knows reason for whatever you're doing at work. And work is not necessarily fun. I'm lucky. I'm doing what's fun. I have a fun job. But there are other times at work when we're doing other things and everyone's stressed out. And I'm like, guys, we have the best job in the world. We need to be having fun. This is my reminder to everybody. Start having some fucking fun, okay? We're all too serious right now. I know our assholes are clenched. We all feel this like doom and gloom. The eclipse happened. We didn't know if the world was going to end. The election's coming. China feels like they're on the back of our necks. Russia seems a little sus. Kim Jong-un is still crazy, but we got to have some fun. Dude, the pollen's trying to kill us, but the weather's turning around. It's going to be 85 this weekend. I'm going to be at the Masters having 65 peach ice cream sandwiches and about 25 azaleas. If you don't see me on Sunday in the blazing sun wolfing down a hot dog and a Miller Lite and you don't come high-five me, that's on you because you know what you're not having? Fun. And you know what we're going to do this week? Have some fucking fun. I have been PMSing. I did a pregnancy test yesterday. It was negative. Jeff literally was like, you're being a fucking psycho bitch. And I was like, Jeff, I'm under a lot of stress right now. But you know what? I'm going to turn it around. I'm not pregnant, just so you know. Can I be honest with you? I was a little disappointed. Not disappointed that I, you know, it's going to be a journey. And if one more person says a baby would look good on you, I fucking know, Cheryl. I know. You know what would also look good on me? Perky tits and a thinner neckline. But that's not in the cards for me right now. I know. And I know some of y'all are new here. I have a wildly hit podcast. And some of y'all are just now tuning in. But go back and listen to Ovaries on a Plane. Or go back and listen to, I don't know, any of the times I did IVF. Go back and watch the comedy special called Son I Never Had on Netflix. I feel like such a radio disc jockey with these giant headphones on. Z101.7. Now let's get to Ginger with the weather. You know, Ginger's like, it's going to be 85 and windy today, but the sun is out. UV index of absolute hellfire. Back to you, Tom. Thanks, Ginger. I love that voice. Oh my God, I love doing a radio disc jockey voice. Anyways, hold on. Let me see if Paola's shitty sun joy has melted down a bit. Mm-hmm. No, this is terrible. Now, I also didn't get enough liquid. Hold on. God, I'm dying of thirst over here. Anywho, All right, let's get into the voicemails. I have missed a voicemail so much. Also, side note, if you guys call in, for God's sakes, keep the voicemail under 2 minutes. The thing will eventually cut you off, but some of y'all are leaving manifests. You're doing a full manifesto on the fucking voicemails. I cannot be a witness for some of the crimes that y'all are committing on these voicemails. I'm not going to send in the evidence to the cops. I'm not a snitch. But some of y'all get drunk, leave incriminating information, and then it takes you 48 hours. On Monday, you finally sober up, and then you call me panicked, and you're like, Heather, please don't air that voicemail. And I'm like, don't worry, already deleted. But I'm going to tell you right now, if they come peppering me with questions, where'd Lindsay bury the body? I'm not great under pressure. I'm not going to snitch purposely. Fully. But if they put enough heat on me, I might break. All right, let's get into the voicemails. As always, you can call in 800-213-7503. Let's get into it.
Hey, Heather, it's Jen from Tampa, Florida. I just want to let you know I've been screaming and yelling at my parents all day because I just got home from work and realized that we never had a conversation about this whole solar eclipse thing. So my dad has been golfing in the sun the entire time. No sunglasses. He refuses to wear them.
Yeah.
And my mom was out by the pool tanning all day, like all throughout the solar eclipse time.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that neither one of them has anything wrong with their eyes now after they have literally been staring at the sun the entirety of the time that mm-hmm. everybody tells you shouldn't be staring at the sun. And I really thought that you would relate to this because I feel like it's definitely something that Robin would do. So mm-hmm. let's just pray for our parents. Love you so much. Love and light.
I'll tell you what, this solar eclipse situation was so much fun. I was glad I had the afternoon off. And I was out there with my glasses, okay? I don't know if you know this. I'm a little bit of an astronomy nerd, okay? I like the planets. I always loved building a solar system growing up in science class. Like, I have been trying to prove that aliens are amongst us for a really long time. And for a long, long time. I mean, I grew up watching X-Files. I'm into this kind of shit. You know, I love Ancient Aliens is one of the best shows. I don't know why aliens have to do the solar eclipse, but I'm just saying, the sun, the moon, the stars, the tides, it all makes sense to me. The menstrual cycle, I see the rhythm. Maybe because I'm a performer, I feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come on, girls, it's solar eclipse time. I don't know what it is, but I could also feel the energy. And I just want to point something out. If you felt that you were going fucking nuts this last week, and I'm not saying necessarily, you know, the astrology bullshit, although I do think there's something to it, but I will say when it came down to like just feeling this weird energy, like people were acting weird, something was off, time and space have been feeling like they've been moving a little bit slower. If you've also been feeling that gravitational pull towards, I don't know, hell, just know you're not alone. I think we're all on the same page with that. But this eclipse, dude, I was pumped for it. Now, when the eclipse happened back in, I believe, what was it, 2017, I was up in Highlands, North Carolina. I was in the line of totality. So I was right there. And it was awesome. And what happened was when you're in that perfect lineup, where I believe people in Uvalde, Texas, Mexico, Dallas, up, all the way up to Maine, a couple parts of Tennessee, it went completely black for them. When I experienced the solar eclipse back in 2017, we were out on a golf course up in Highlands, North Carolina, and all of a sudden it just got dark. And we all had our glasses on and we could see, but it was wild because for 4 minutes, for however long it lasted, you know, the night creatures come out. You could hear the cicadas. You could hear all the animals that come out at night out. And then they went away in 4 minutes. As soon as the sun came back out, it was gone. But either way, okay, I don't know why I'm telling you this roundabout way of saying our parents were unprepared. You would think by now that they would have their shit together for an eclipse, but they live on the edge. Robin bumped herself. She's on blood thinners right now. And again, she won't go to a doctor. She sees her one doctor every 3 years and has told me, I definitely know that my blood pressure medicine prescription is off, but she is one of those where she'll just deny that she has anything wrong with her. The woman could get hit by a bus. Limbs are lost. An arm's across the highway. The leg is behind her head. And she'll be like, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Just maybe take me to urgent care. Robin is a deny. When my father was dying of cancer in the hospital, she's like, who wants to go to Houston's and get a spinach dip and a Chardonnay? It took her 3 weeks after he had died for me to like sit her down and be like, Mom, you know he's gone, right? Right? And listen, I do think that I get a very positive, joyful outlook on life from my mom, but there are days where I'm like, sweetheart, we got it. Let's come back down to reality. Dad's dying. Okay, I know we're at a Houston's while the ICU has kicked us out so they can do a shift changeover, but daddy is dying. And she was like, don't say that. I mean, I get it. She was losing her partner. I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to diminish the feeling she was feeling, but my sister and I did have moments where we're like, does she know what's going on? She's like, let's have an iced tea. We're going to be fine. And I'm like, and dad's looking at her like, Robin, I'm dying. But still, can I get a blowjob? I was like, I'm in the room. Can we stop? Regardless though, Robin bumped into something. She had a gash on her arm. We're down in Miami shooting a promo for something very exciting that I can't tell you about yet, but you'll hear very soon. And I look at her arm while she and I are at dinner and I said, Mom, holy fuck, that was like wildly infected. And she's like, oh, I've been putting oil of oregano on it. It's fine. Listen, I ingest oil of oregano. I make my wellness shots in the morning. Oil of oregano is a natural antimicrobial, antibacterial little tincture, okay? It's great. Those who know, know. You got anything wrong with you? A little oil of oregano. You know what you're not supposed to do, though? Put it into an open wound. This bitch was basically taking Italian salad dressing and putting it on an open wound. So I panic, okay? I'm in the great flood of Miami. It is literal torrential downpour, and I have to walk 8 blocks with wet socks on to go to a Walgreens because I'm afraid she's not going to make it through the night. And I'm texting my husband. I'm like, Jeff, Robin's arm may have gangrene. This bitch has been putting oil of oregano on her open wound, and I had to hold her arm down, rinse it out. Thank God a couple nurses DM'd me and told me what to do. She's going to make it. But this woman will be bruised, beaten, broken, dry skin. And I'm going, what are you doing? She just kind of like doesn't take the necessary steps to fix the problem. Cause she's like, oh, we're fine. Ma'am, it's just like you calling in about your parents. They're like, I'm sunbathing. Melanoma's not a thing. Your dad's playing golf. Oh, I'm going to look directly into the sun. We survived the war. What do you think? I can't handle a little solar eclipse. No, Ronnie. If you look directly into the sun on 16, you're going to die. Also, I do believe, too, there's something kind of weird, like looking directly into the sun. I know biblically, you know, sometimes when these solar eclipses happen, I think the Lord might be sending us a little, well, I'm trying to do an owl noise. That's not an owl noise. What the fuck am I doing today? The Lord is trying to send us a little bird signal. That, you know, look to the heaven and the stars because I'm a coming. But regardless, our parents are renegades. I mean, Robin's been dehydrated since 87. I think the last glass of water she drank is when they forced her to drink out of that, you know, that giant mug that they give you when you're at the hospital giving birth. The only reason she probably was hydrated that week is because the only thing she could consume was ice chips. Although Robin has said, when she checked into the hospital to have me, they said it's going to be a minute. And she unplugged herself from all of the machines and forced my dad to take her to a steak and ale. And then she had a full ribeye and a load of baked potato and a glass of wine. And then she went back and had me like 5 hours later. They don't let you do that anymore because in case you got to do a C-section, you know what I mean? I don't think they want you to bleed out or like to doo-doo on yourself and or vomit. But Robin had a full ribeye. Fully loaded baked potato. I would imagine some sort of Caesar salad or a wedge. 2 glasses of Chianti and then, you know, dabbed her lips and was like, let's go have this kid. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy for you to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all in your own terms. I love Squarespace. I've been using them for years. I have my tour website built by Squarespace. It's incredible. It makes it so easy. And it's just the interface that you're working with is just a no-brainer, okay? What I love about Squarespace is that I can have an online store, right? I can sell all of my merch through Squarespace, and they make it so easy. You can sell your products on an online store, whether you're selling physical, digital, or service products. Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. I also love that I can do email campaigns, so I can drive sales and engage my audience with Squarespace email campaigns. I can collect data, so I can send out an email campaign and get some information back on when you guys want me to go on tour, what cities you want me to go to. It's fantastic. It'll introduce your brand to new subscribers with welcome emails, announce an upcoming sale, or send your top customers a discount code. Built-in analytics measure the impact of every send, and we love to see those numbers come back. All you got to do right now is head to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So again, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You're going to thank me later. Again, it's squarespace.com/absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code absolutely. You know what's coming out? It's Vanderpump Villa. At the heart of the series is the staff, a group of attractive and opinionated team members who all have a unique or lack thereof expertise that they have entered the villa to work, play, clash under the same roof as their guests. The series will chronicle their day-to-day lives as they strive for Lisa's approval. And I'm talking about the one and only Lisa Vanderpump and the villa's success. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. Living and working together 24 hours a day will serve as the catalyst for the interpersonal drama that will ensue. Conflict is bound to unfold as friendships are formed, romances are sparked, and the group is pushed to their emotional limits to satisfy the guests' every whim. Lisa Vanderpump has a new home on Hulu. It's an escape to the French countryside. This series offers first-class luxury and world-class drama. Lisa's staff work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. We love it. The show is so incredible. It's so ridiculous. Listen, watch Vanderpump Villa premiering April 1st only on Hulu, or watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You're going to love it. Listen, who doesn't want to escape to France and be transported to a magnificent French countryside villa named Chateau Rosabelle? Okay. That just sounds absolutely luxurious. And you know, it's going to leave room for high, high drama. Again, watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. Back to the podcast. So anyways, I get it. You know, we did the best we could. We're doing the best we can with our parents. I talk about this all the time on here. But we're all in this weird sandwich years. My friend Angelique said it's the sandwich years. You know, you're sandwiched in between taking care of your kids and your parents. And Robin's very self-sufficient. She's 76, but she's a young 42. But if that woman, if you see her one day with one leg, she's just going to be hobbling around like she didn't even know she lost it. And I was like, Mom, can we just get some basic Neosporin, some Aquaphor? You know, this bitch makes sunscreen in her bathtub like it's gin. She's running a speakeasy for SPF. And sometimes her sunscreen is fantastic, and sometimes you will end up with boils. It's a real crapshoot. So you know what? To this lovely listener who called in, you're doing the best you can. And if Dad ends up blind because he looked directly at the sun and came face to face with the devil, well, we got to let go and let God. There's only so much we can do. But I feel you. Oh my God. I feel you on this. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hi, Heather. I was just looking at the internet, as one does. And apparently on a flight, I won't say the airline, but it might be your favorite. They escorted a woman off the plane for not wearing a bra. I don't know why I'm surprised. Probably shouldn't be. But that's an absolutely not. I mean, we have plane parts flying off the plane mid-flight. And that's the problem.
Mm.
Nipples.
Mm.
Titties. That's the problem.
Mm.
All right. Well, anyway, that's absolutely not.
Okay.
But love and light. Bye, Heather.
Okay. So there was a loose titty on a flight. I don't really see the problem. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't have enough information on this. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe she was being rowdy. Maybe she was overserved. Maybe she took the bra off when she sat in her seat and put it in the overhead bin. And they said, ma'am, you got to have basic underwears on. I don't know. Do I think there's double standards for men and women? All the time. But listen, it may have been for her own safety. They may have said, ma'am, you got to keep your shoes on. You got to keep your bra on. If we hit turbulence and you get knocked out with one of those titties and you can't help the kid next to you put on an oxygen mask because you just got knocked out, well, then we're all up Schitt's Creek. So while I don't know enough facts behind this to get on board, I'm just saying, you know, maybe you got to keep the titties compact. Maybe you got to keep them strapped down. You got to wear a seatbelt on a flight. So why wouldn't you wear a bra? Listen, they're never going to escort a woman who can go braless off a flight. They're not going to do that. You and I both know the bitches who need to wear the bra. You know, I see all sorts of crazy shit on flights. The fact that I see people in short bike shorts, full labia out, in dresses, skirts. Like, why do you want your skin that close to a public airplane seat? Would you go on the bus like that? Actually, you probably would. You know, I see people in crop tops all the time. I don't care if it's summer. Wear something that, God forbid, you were to get into a plane crash, your skin wouldn't completely burn off because it's not covered. I've got a couple rules. Always a closed-toed shoe, all right? And I usually wear a sensible pant. Doesn't have to be a jean. I usually wear a sensible pant and bring a cardigan. But I'm also a pilot's daughter. And you know what? Good old, dear old dad would never let me do? Fly with my tits loose. I mean, I've gotten up to pee in the middle of the night. And because the tits are dragging, I'm stumbling to the bathroom. I'm picking up golf again. And you already know that the tits are an occupational hazard. So while I'm not going to say that this wasn't, you know, unjust, but I'm going to guess that she probably sat in that seat and took off that bra. And there was an older, wiser person sitting on, you know, on the island. He just said, I'm not dealing with that today. It had to have been a woman. No man would complain if a woman took her bra off. You know what I mean? Guys, I have been so deep into plastic surgery TikTok. I want to get everything done. I'm not going to because I do have a lot of body confidence. I would like to get my neck done because I have been editing the special and it's like I look like a different person on camera. You guys see me out in person and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, there's something about the shadow, the lights. I just look like I'm all neck. And I know my catchphrase is thick neck than ankles, but I promise if you meet me in real life, I don't look like that. Anyways, that's just my own personal thing. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather, this is Sarah from the Carolinas, and I have an absolutely not. My husband and I were moving some furniture this weekend, and the bottle of lube exploded in the middle of it, all over the ceiling, all over the walls, all over my husband. So my organic vanilla flavored hippy dippy lube has now cost several hundred dollars in repairs to the wall, given all of the damage from the oil soaking into the drywall. And I don't know how to explain this to my cleaning friends or the contractors that will now have to repair the wall from the lubrication damage. So absolutely not. To trying to have a good time and your lubricant exploding during your sesh, which will now cost you hundreds of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I got to be honest with you, though. Exploding lube, I would love to know that name brand. You know what I mean? Talk about pussy popping, okay? You just lean in. You tell them. I've had professional home organizers at my house, and I go, listen, if you find a dildo, it is what it is. Just, you know, get out a nice acrylic bin and put dildo on it. I'm doing the best I can, and so are you. Lube is one of those things. It's probably, I'm going to guess, coconut oil-based. And that's why it, listen, I can't figure out how to get a grease stain out of a sweatshirt. I've got one right now. I got one right now from my Chick-fil-A that I had earlier. And I'm worried that this sweatshirt's a goner. Because once you get that grease stain, once you get that oil stain, everybody knows if you're making a salad, if you're shaking up a dressing, take off the sweatshirt. I don't care if the brand is a Glidden, if the brand is Champion, if it's a Comfort Colors, it's going to absorb that oil. Do not start shaking up a Caesar dressing when you're wearing a sweatshirt. You cannot do it. Every time, I should have known better, take off my sweatshirt while I'm eating in the car. I didn't, and now I've got a grease stain on one of my favorite sweatshirts, and I'm devastated. So lube's the same thing. It's all oil-based, you know? And that coconut oil, while great, keep you slipping and sliding, will tear up, will absolutely tear up the wallpaper in your home. You know, I've been there. Listen, one of my first apartments, Jeff got blood all over the ceiling, not from lovemaking. He cut his finger while making me a lamb ragu that he saw in a GQ magazine and he wanted to impress me with. And when he grabbed his finger to stop the bleeding, he lifted it up he jolted and the blood got all over my ceiling. And I had to pay to get the blood removed before I moved out of that apartment. So I get it. Better it be lube than blood. It doesn't matter. Just say he had a candle. Say he had a candle explode. You know what I mean? The landlord will just be happy the whole place didn't burn down. Hey, you know what? What are the first three letters in sexy? Sex. So keep it sexy. If we got to keep it fun and funny, keep it sexy. You know what I mean? Just remember, you left your mark on that rental. You did. You were getting freaky and you left your mark on that little corner end unit townhouse where y'all used to just have hot, wild sex during Monday Night Football. And you lean in and keep it sexy. You keep it sexy. You know, you got to look for the glass half full because the eclipse has gotten everybody off kilter, shaking us up. You know, the universe kind of feels like we're a bottle of lube about to explode and leave our stain on the stars. That's a motivational quote. Be like Caroline's bottle of lube. Shake yourself up and explode to the universe. Don't let your dreams ever be so big that they can't explode like lube. I don't know what I'm fucking trying to say. You guys send me the worst fucking voicemails. No, I'm kidding. I love all of you. But either way, don't be ashamed. Lean in. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, Heather. It's Paloma from Tucson, Arizona. So I recently went out of town for work, and my mom was house sitting for me because it was a lot easier for her to watch my dogs and make sure somebody was at home. I was able to catch an earlier flight in, which was great. But I was like, you know what, I will just grab an Uber and Uber home. So I get home and I see a car in the driveway. I was like, okay, I don't really know whose car this is, but whatever. So I go in through the garage into the house. Like, my car's there, her car's there. So I was like, okay, whatever. I walk in, I put my bags down. My dogs come in, they greet me. Great to see them. And I walk into the kitchen and I see my mom's boyfriend butt-ass naked in my pantry looking for something to eat. He turns around and he's like, you're not supposed to be here. And I was like, you're not supposed to be here. So my mom comes in a bathrobe and I'm just like, this is not happening. Absolutely not. So I have another work trip planned and I have to figure out another person to watch my house. And This is not okay. Absolutely not. Love and light.
Okay, right out the gate, this was your first mistake. You always give somebody a 10-minute warning. Hey, mom, caught an earlier flight. Plan to be home around 4:30. Okay, I don't even want to walk in on my mom taking a dump, much less do I want to walk in on her, you know, with a naked man. Always always give him a heads up. I'll give my husband a heads up in case he's jerking off. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, babe, be home in 10. Because I don't want to see that. You know, I'll give you a heads up. That was on you. Listen, whether or not your mom was going to get freaky that weekend, she's doing you a favor house sitting. I'm not mad at moms. I'm mad at you for not telling her that you were coming home early. And, you know, you got the boyfriend in the mix. Let's say his name's Carl. Carl's just in there looking for a little bit of peanut butter to replenish the blood sugar after he released the dragon. I'm not mad at Carl or Linda. I'm mad at you, bitch, because you should have said, Mom, on the way home. You know, yeah, are our parents looking directly into the sun? Sure. Do they drink water? No. Are their limbs falling off? Yes. But are they still able to get dick down? They sure are. And I think we continually forget that our parents were sexual beings. And let me tell you something right now. This is the circle of life. Like I said, we're in the sandwich years. You now have to take care of your parents. But guess what? At some point, you were having sex in their home with your high school boyfriend, or at least given a dry hand job in the garage. So don't act surprised when she's got her boyfriend booty ready in the pantry looking for a Cheez-It. You know what I love so much after sex? A Cheez-It. A salty Triscuit with a little chunk of Kerrygold Dublin or cheddar. A little salty, a little crunchy, a little nutty. After you just got a little nutty. You know what I mean? This is on you. And honestly, the audacity of you calling in upset is bewildering to me. You know what I mean? Mom watched the crib. You came home 3 hours early. You warn her. Now, I'll text message my mom 16 times and she won't ever look. You call. I don't care if you got a buzzer on the ring. Mom, are you doing sex? I'll be home at 6 p.m. Lest we not forget, we better hope that our parents are fucking later on in life. If my mom could get laid right now, it would make my life far superior. You know, it would make my life easy breezy. Think about all the times when your parents were in bad moods too, and then you knew and they had like a makeup sex, or you could cut the tension with a knife. You're in the car after soccer practice, and I remember being like, somebody needs to get laid. Maybe dad wouldn't be such a dick right now if Robin would give him a little attention. You know when you need it. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel like everybody has cameras in their home. So it was a little bit on Carl for walking around just dick out. You know, and I don't like to think of somebody being dick out in my pantry near my canned goods. But sometimes that's the way it goes. You know, I told you, I have one of those little mini fridges that you're supposed to leave your skincare in. And I leave a cold plate of salami and cold cuts and a little shirt. It's just a little charcuterie and it's right next to my bed. So when I'm done making love to the stallion, I have a nice piece of Bourjolais waiting on me. And sometimes if I'm really feeling fancy, I take a nice little shot glass and I fill it with cornichons. So you get, you know, because your electrolytes are low, you get a little bit of that pickle juice and a little bit of the Bourjolais, a little fat, a little salt, a little savory, a little sour, a little tart. It's an umami experience. You know, we've never really talked about how far superior Cheez-Its are on this podcast. And if you're going to listen to this podcast for any reason, it's for the fact that I love Cheez-Its. They are so fucking good. Terrible for you. But really, really fucking great. This is on you. I'm not mad at your mom. You knew better. You knew you needed to let her know. You knew you needed to send the bat signal. And if poor Carl was looking for something to crunch and munch on, after your mom just blew him, let him live. He'll be nicer to you if he keeps getting dicked down. You know what I'm saying? It's a circle of life, baby. That's how that goes. You know, I love my pets more than anything. Macaroni and Rigatoni are just the loves of my life. And your pet is one of a kind too. And so is their journey. While every playful moment is a memory in the making, sometimes our cats and dogs are a little too good at getting into trouble. That's why you should check out ASPCA Health Insurance, okay? ASPCA Pet Health Insurance is the program that offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plans is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use your app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/absolutely. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/absolutely. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/absolutely. This is a paid advertisement. Your insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and it's not engaged in the business of insurance. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. Well, you still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. You know, I haven't been sleeping for a minute. And I completely forgot that I could just order some CB Distillery. I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health from CBD from CB Distillery, and it has been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, no fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with their pain after physical activity, and impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is a source to trust. I have a 20% discount code that you can use to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code ABSOLUTELY for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code ABSOLUTELY. cbdistillery.com. You will thank me later. Honestly, CB Distillery is one of the first companies that I ever worked with, and I absolutely love their products. Their gummies are next level. All their tinctures, all of their body balms, all of it is so great. So go to cbdistillery.com and use my code ABSOLUTELY. Now back to the podcast.
Hi, Heather. I'm going to remain anonymous.
Here we go.
But I have an absolutely not.
Okay.
And that is my husband being asked to fuck somebody else's wife at his job. Let me just give you the rundown. My husband is a car salesman, and he's pretty attractive. He's got, you know, the long hair. Like, he's a hottie, I'm not going to lie. We get stopped often in public. Not to brag, you know, but he's a piece of ass for sure.
Okay.
And this man texted him and was like, hey, buddy, is this such and such that works at such and such dealership? And he was like, yes, sir. How can I help you? And just long story short, because this is a long fucking story, he told my husband, yeah, I'm not really texting you to buy a car. My wife wants to fuck you, and I'd like to watch. And my husband was like, whoa. And then the man proceeded to text him again and say, if I need to buy a vehicle to make this happen, let me know. And I was just a little taken aback because the sheer gall of people, like, we're a hustler family, but, like, not like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So absolutely not to my husband. Some man trying to cuck my husband out. It's insanity. But I guess that's what I get for being married to such a hot piece of ass. Anyways, love and light. Bye.
Okay, there's a lot to dissect here. First and foremost, I love that your sales pitch for your husband, like if we're painting the picture of what he looks like in our brain, you're like, you know, he's super hot. He's got long hair. I don't usually, when I think of like hot car salesman, do I think of a man with a ponytail? I don't know how long. Is it a man bun? Is it a mullet? I don't know what the length of the hair is. But when I think of like real sexy, sleazy in a good sexual way, like Miami car dealer. It's like a high tight crossfade. You know what I mean? With a lot of hair product in it. I didn't expect to go long. When you said he had long hair, I didn't expect a pony. Okay. But I get it. You know what I mean? Maybe you just want to run your hands through it. My hair is in a high pony today too, because it hasn't been washed in 3 days and it's got to get colored. But okay. So I'm imagining a Fabio-esque stunning, gorgeous man running a Mazda dealership. And this is, I'm already turned on. Okay. Now that I'm wrapping my head around it, it's taking me a couple seconds to get there. I'm horned up. I'm ready to go. First and foremost, I don't know. Okay. If someone were to text message Jeff, and we should get him on the podcast to see what he would say. You know what? I'm going to text him right now. What would you do if someone asked you to have sex with their wife and they watched? Okay, he's playing golf right now. I'm just going to send him the zinger and see what he says. Okay, regardless, I could not imagine. Nobody wants to see any of us have sex. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. I don't understand that fantasy. And if you don't know, you're called a cuckold if you like to watch someone else have sex with your partner. I don't understand that fantasy. If I saw another woman so much as sniff the back of Jeff's neck, there'd be hell to pay. Okay? I'm not going to lie. I'm not a jealous person, but keep your hands off my man with the buffalo hump in the back. Yeah, okay? That's my buffalo hump. And we are actively doing stretches and PT to try and fix it. Jeff doesn't think it's a very big buffalo hump, but it is. But my acrylic nails are the only ones that are allowed to caress that buffalo hump. Don't you dare fucking try and get near it. But if somebody asked to have sex with Jeff and then they could watch, I might actually sit in the corner and kind of just pop some popcorn and just see what it's all about. I don't know. I mean, damn, your husband's a car salesman with long hair and he's getting propositioned to have sex with someone's wife. Did he do it for the sale? I feel like you're leaving us on a cliffhanger. I'm going to guess he said no. But if the guy's like, if I got to buy a car to do it, yeah, get the sale and then say, hey, it would just make me feel better if we all got, you know, an STI check. Dude, sell the Mazda 360 or CRX or whatever they are, but get the sale under your belt and then be like, you know, the herp came back or I didn't get a clean pee test. Do something, but get the sale. Get the sale first. You're leaving money on the table. I mean, I guess if technically the guy's got to buy a car in order for your husband to have sex with his wife, he is technically a prostitute of some sort. You know, that is technically, say, I don't need the car sale. Just hand me the 50K. You know, I just realized because I texted Jeff and I asked, what would you do if someone you to have sex with their wife and they watched? That didn't even make sense. Hired you. He's not going to understand what I'm trying to say. He would be like, fuck yeah. Somebody wants to pay me cash to fuck a hottie? Yeah, brah. I had a really bad dream the other night. I know it's so annoying when people talk about their dreams, but Jeff just left me for no reason. And I woke up and I was having a night terror and I was screaming. Again, it was the night before the eclipse and I was taking a pregnancy test the next day. So I was all sort of like discombobulated. And I woke up screaming in my dream to the point where Jeff was like, are you okay? And I was hysterically crying that morning. Like, it just set the tone of my whole day up. I was like, you left me. You left me for no reason. And he's like, boo-boo, I'm not leaving you. I love and adore you. And now I'm really throwing him for a loop because I'm texting him out of the blue. Would you have sex with somebody if they hired you to fuck their wife? And he's going to be like, what is wrong with you? What is clinically wrong with you, you psycho bitch? You got to ask the questions, though. You'll never know unless you trap them. Unless you trap them. This is a secret, hidden, coded question. You know, I told Jeff, and if I've already said this on the podcast, I apologize. I told Jeff that if God forbid something were to happen to me, he's got to wait at least a year to have sex with a fan. Because I know you girls, even the gays, are going to come out of the woodwork. Oh, we miss Heather. You know, she was the light of our life. And I'll be looking down from heaven being like, I miss you babies. I miss giggling. I miss putting the fun in funny. And everyone's going to want to reach over to, you know, reach out to Jeff. Jeff, how are you doing? They're going to want to console him. But I said he has to wait at least 1 year to have sex with somebody who's in the fan club. 9 months for a lukewarm hand job. But at least respect me enough to give it 12 months. That's all I'm asking for. I tried to call her attorney and put it in some sort of actual legal jargon, and they said that's not a thing. But I think we can word it right. Wow, I don't even know how to respond to this voicemail. And I know I've said that to all these voicemails, but they're kind of unhinged. I mean, I'd say get the sale of the Mazda, get the cash in hand, make over your quota for the month, and then just say that dick don't work, you know? Or then say, hey, my wife's pregnant. She won't sign off on it. Hey, I got to let y'all know I got an incurable STI. No one's ever heard of it before. It's called Jumanji or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Just tell him, keep telling him you got the flu. COVID fucked up your dick. I don't know, but get the sale first. And I don't know, they're going to want to do a contract or get some legal jargon to protect themselves, but I would definitely get that sale first. Remember, ABC, always be closing. And it may stand for ABC, always be cuckolding. I don't know. But you're leaving money on the table. Also, think about it, friend. Okay, your husband has sex with this woman for like $50,000. And then guess who's going to Lake Como? You are. Villa, here we come. Tell our caller what she won. Our caller won a 2-week stay at the Grand Villa Tremezzo on Lake Como. All expenses paid. First class airfare on Air Italia. And $10,000 worth of jewelry back to you in the station. Like, come on, girl. Come on. You could be having dinner with George Clooney in a mall if you just let your husband fuck a stranger. And think about it. Imagine if it's like a random Tuesday night and you're exhausted and he needs a little attention. You're like, you want to text message back that guy? What was his name? Yeah, you want to text message back Trevor and see if tonight's the night? Yeah, just tell him to Venmo you $50K. I mean, it couldn't be that half bad. But I'd also like to see a visual of your husband. I mean, I never thought a man with long hair would lure me into signing on the dotted line of a 4-year lease at a high APR financing of a Mazda. But hell, I don't know. Maybe I could be swayed. But I definitely need to know the follow-up on this one. I'm going to guess it was a no. But I'm hoping after you hear this, maybe it's a maybe. You know what I mean? What's the first three letters in funny? Fun. What's the first three letters in cuckold? Cuck. So you do the math on that one. I have no idea what this episode was about. I was just so happy to fucking chit chat with you guys and giggle. And I don't even know if this was a good episode. I apologize. I'm doing the best I can. And now I got to respond to my husband. Just kidding. Don't answer. It was for the podcast. Explain later. LOL. Raffle, rolling on the floor laughing. He's going to be like, what is wrong with you? And I'm going to tell you this right now. As horny as some of y'all get for Jeff, which is so funny to me, don't. And he's going to listen to this in 2 weeks exactly, because he's always 2 weeks behind on my podcast. And he's going to hear this. And Jeffrey, don't even think about it. Do not even think about it. I will destroy your life. Anyways, I love you. I mean it. As always, you can find me on the road at heatherontour.com. I'm coming to Salt Lake City, Sacramento, and then we're going to do this last random blowout show at Netflix as a Joke. And I will be popping around to a bunch of different shows. So if you're in LA, look for those announcements. And then we're taking some time off and we're going to figure it out. I'm hopefully going to be shooting some stuff this summer. Even though the show didn't get picked up, we're still hopefully going to do something else with someone else somewhere. I don't fucking know. We're doing the most. But I love you. I mean it. I'm so glad we're back. And remember, you can always call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. If you see me out at the Masters this weekend, please remember the proper etiquette. Don't scream. We're at the Masters. Come up, say hi. Let's have a glass of white wine and keep it rolling. But remember, we are watching golf. So a nice golf clap, because I don't want people to get pissed that there's a bunch of drunk Caucasian women screaming tiramisu, bitch. Remember, we're at Augusta National. So if you're a fan, just, I don't even like to say fan, but if you listen to the podcast, just say tiramisu, bitch. And I'll look at you and go, hey, you dirty whore. You want to have sex with my husband? I'm kidding. All right. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you on the next episode. Arrivederci. Ciao, Bella. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.